All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're grabbing the flashlight and going straight to some fantastic sources provided by the Marketing Tutor.
Yep.
And our mission is pretty simple. Figure out how businesses can stop guessing and actually start predicting their future success online.
It sounds really complex, but it's not. This whole idea of SEO forecasting, it's not fortune telling.
Right.
It's just using the data you probably already have to make a much better guess about what's coming next. It helps you plan everything, you know, your content, your budget, all of it.
And the context here is really important, right? This advice is coming from the Marketing Tutor.
Yeah.
And their whole thing is local specialists.
Exactly. They support small businesses, startups, you know, all across the UK. So this isn't some high-level theory for giant corporations.
This is practical advice for local growth.
That's the goal of this deep dive. We want to find the real concrete benefits of doing this and what you actually need to track to make it work.
Okay, so that brings me to my first question. If I'm a small local shop, isn't it just easier to run some ads, get immediate sales, and just forget all this forecasting stuff?
I mean, you could, but those ads stop working the second you turn off the money. Forecasting is about building sustainable growth. It makes sure every bit of effort you put into your website is actually hitting the mark.
So it's about more than just traffic.
Oh, much more. The key benefit, and our sources really stress this, is boosting your organic traffic, sure. But more importantly, it's about enhancing your conversion rate.
Which is just a simple way of saying turning visitors into actual customers.
Exactly. Making more money. And it also means you stop wasting time and budget on things that just don't work.
Okay, so if we want to stop the guesswork, what are the simple, I guess, the ingredients that the Marketing Tutor says we need to start making these predictions?
You just need a few simple data points. The main thing is to understand what tells you what happened versus what's going to happen. So conversion rates are great, but they tell you what already worked. To forecast, you need something that predicts the future, a leading indicator.
Like what, for example?
A great one the guide mentions is tracking your branded search volume.
So how many people are searching for my company's name specifically?
Precisely. If you see a spike in people searching for you, that's a really powerful sign that you're going to see a lift in sales and rankings down the line.
That's a great insight. It's like seeing the interest before the purchase even happens.
Yeah.
But how complicated is this to track? Do I need expensive tools?
No, not at all. You can start with something everyone has access to.
Which is?
Google Analytics. The source material is very clear on this. Just look at your traffic reports over, say, the last 90 or 180 days.
You just look for the trends.
You look for the trends. That's your simple model right there. It lets you project where your traffic is likely to go.
So bring it back to that local UK business. What's a metric that ties this forecasting thing directly to, you know, the high street?
For a local business, you'd want to forecast trust and visibility. That means looking at things like your online reviews.
Okay.
You can actually predict the growth in your review volume and even the sentiment. If you can forecast that you'll be getting more positive reviews next month, that directly predicts how visible you'll be in local search results.
This is where it gets real. Let's talk about the payoff. I know the Marketing Tutor has a really memorable example of this in action.
They do, a fantastic one. It was an e-commerce client, and they analyzed all their historical data to model out their seasonal traffic spikes.
So they knew exactly when their busy seasons were coming.
They knew to the week. So they prepared everything, their inventory, their website speed, their marketing campaigns, all of it, weeks in advance.
And the result wasn't just a small bump, was it?
No, it was huge. They saw a 30% increase in sales during those peak seasons. It just proves that this isn't about making nice-looking charts.
It's about making more money?
It's about preparation that leads directly to revenue.
So to wrap this all up, SEO forecasting is really just. It's using data you already have to predict your own success.
And that leads to more traffic, better rankings, and most importantly, more sales. It's just fundamental for any business that wants to grow sustainably.
That feels like the perfect summary.
Well, here's a final thought then. We know search engines and what people search for are always changing. So the question for you to think about is, what's the one leading indicator you are going to start tracking right now to make your own planning more agile?
That is definitely something to chew on. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the sources provided by the Marketing Tutor. We'll catch you next time.